This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, a chance to reflect after shock stabbings, another key immigration case in the High Court, and showing off Australia's new Olympic threads. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin with your lunchtime Nine News Podcast. A Sydney shopping centre will reopen tomorrow for a day of community reflection, days after a deadly stabbing rampage. Retailers will be closed, but members of the public will be able to walk through Westfield Bondi Junction and pay their respects to the six victims. The centre will reopen for trade on Friday. Centre Group Chief Executive Elliot Rousseneau says the Westfield will be a quiet setting for some time.
It will allow for reflection to occur as members of the community are able to come and pay their respects. Those quiet settings will continue on Friday and beyond in order to pay our respects to what has occurred here.
Plans for a permanent memorial at the site will be discussed with the victims' families. There's a fresh push to strengthen knife laws in the wake of the Sydney stabbing attacks. Jack's Law was formally introduced in Queensland last year in response to the stabbing death of 17-year-old Jack Beasley in 2019. It gives Queensland Police the power to search people on public transport, at transport stations and in dedicated safe night precincts without a warrant. Jack's father, Brett Beasley, has told 2GB's Ben Fordham the motto behind the law is detect knives, save lives.
Just in the last 12 months of Jack's Law, there's been 527 weapons taken off the streets. And in the 3 years, because the first 2 years was trial, there's been over 800 weapons that have been seized.
New South Wales and Western Australia are both considering changes to legislation to crack down on knife crime. Lawyers for an asylum seeker who is refusing to return to Iran say he would be happy to go anywhere else, even Gaza. The man, known only as ASF-17, has exhausted all his Australian visa options, but argues he'd be persecuted for his sexuality in his home state. If he wins his High Court case, as many as 200 other asylum seekers could also be released from detention. A regional Victorian community is grappling with the death of yet another woman. Police suspect the 53-year-old may have consumed a drink containing psychedelic magic mushrooms at a retreat north of Ballarat. Two other guests were hospitalised. Hepburn Shire Mayor Brian Hood has told Today on Nine it's another blow for residents already dealing with the loss of three other women killed in the region.
It's great surprise and alarm at an event like this. It's completely out of the blue, and following hot on the heels of the Hannah Maguire case, I'm concerned about the cumulative effect of these sorts of events happening in our community. It will really hit people hard.
A care provider has been ordered to pay a $1.8 million penalty over the death of an NDIS participant in 2022. Kaya Lucas died in hospital after suffering burns to 35 to 40% of her body while being provided with bathing support by Live Better. The provider has apologised to her family. The founding member of Australian rock band Masters Apprentices has died at the age of 78. Gavin Webb passed away in the Royal Adelaide Hospital after a six-year battle with cancer. In a statement, fellow band members say the bassist will be greatly missed. Australia's opening ceremony uniforms have been revealed, with the Paris Games just 100 days away. Nine News reporter Spiro Christopoulos has more.
The countdown is on to the Paris Olympics, with the Games just 100 days away. As we get closer to the largest sporting celebration in the world, the Australian uniforms for the opening ceremony have been unveiled. Iconic Australian brands Sportscraft and Volley have designed the outfits. They feature patterns from the Indigenous Olympic boxer Paul Fleming and the Torres Strait Islander artist David Boson. And the name of every Australian Summer Olympic champion has been embroidered on the inside pocket of the athlete's blazer. In Clovelly, Spiro Christopoulos, Nine News.
And the Olympic torch relay has begun, kicking off the final countdown to Paris 2024. The flame will travel from Greece to France before making its way across the host nation and several French territories ahead of the opening ceremony in July. To finance, the Australian dollar is buying 64 US cents.
Sport.
Seagulls forward Aaron Woods says the Brookvale Sheds are looking like the Concord of old. Manly will welcome back fellow former Tiger Matt Lodge from an ACL injury when they play the Titans in the NRL on Saturday. Woods says there are a few Tigers old boys in the ranks.
Adelaide, Paseka, Brownie, we've all been at the Tiger system, but you know, we saw the light now at Manly. You know, we're at a good club and we really enjoy being here. So, a good opportunity from Siebes to bring us all back together.
Rafael Nadal has recorded a comfortable win in his return to tennis at the Barcelona Open, winning through to the second round. GWS captain Toby Green admits he used to hide concussion symptoms so he could play through head injuries, while Brisbane's Charlie Cameron has freed himself to play Geelong this week at the AFL Tribunal. And the women's round of 16 at the Margaret River Surf Pro has been called on in WA. Aussies Tyler Wright, Sally Fitzgibbons and Isabella Nichols are still fighting to make the mid-season cut. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin. That's the Nine News podcast. For the latest in news, tune in to Nine News at 6 p.m.